So after that, we went to a restaurant to have an early dinner. And Gordo recently had a story about a waitress situation where he went with friends and they were talking about the tip. Gordon picked up the bill. One of his friends offered, hey, let me at least pay the tip.
No, he offered to pay for his meal.
Oh, that's right, pay for his meal, right.
And so you said threw out a 20.
Right, and you said leave it as a tip for the waitress.
I said, I'm paying for the meal. And he goes, no, I want to pay, hey, you got it last time. I said, no, it's fine, I got it. And so he says, no, here, take the money. Push this 20 across at me. And I said, all right, I'm just going to leave it right there on the table. And I've already tipped on the credit card. So she's just going to get a big tip. And he just couldn't stand that for some reason.
So y'all had a
500% tip.
Larry David back and forth and on that. All right, so we had a really nice waitress. It was just really pleasant. And like the second time she came to our table and then left, my wife and I were talking. I said, she's really sweet and has a nice smile and is really personable. And so at the end of the meal, I said, let's give her an extraordinary tip and just write a little note about we appreciate the friendliness and the nice smile. So as we gave her a nice tip, and it wasn't outrageous, but it was like a $25 bill, and I gave her a $20 tip. So it's not like the $100 tip or something crazy like that.
It's not a lottery tip.
No, it's not a lottery tip, but it's still, that's a very good tip, I would say.
Absolutely.
And I wrote a little note. I just said, thank you for the friendly service and the nice smile. And then after I wrote it, I thought,
that's creepy.
She's going to think I am the biggest creep
in
the world.
The nice smile.
Yes.
But it was, that was
the
agreed upon between us, though. It was
the thing I've ever heard.
And that's so what I creepy. Said. I said, do you think she's going to think that's creepy? And she goes, well, yeah, let me sign it, too. And I said, no, I'm not going to have you sign it like we're co-signing on it.
Well, why did you want her to co-sign it?
Because I thought that was weird that when we were trying too hard to show we weren't creepy. So we did have the discussion. Had I been by myself, it would have been really creepy. The fact that I was with somebody and
still
I think
creepy.
You think it's still creepy?
Yeah, because she thinks you're writing a private message to her without your wife seeing.
That's the world we live in. Trying to do something nice,
the world
and
we
writing
live
a
in,
note to
everything can be torn apart and torn down, and that would have been creepy if you had done it, and it was creepy anyway that you were praising her for what have been retrograde stereotypical feminine qualities of subservience.
I would have done that to a male.
And a nice smile. Smile, honey.
Let me ask you this: why did you have to write a note? Isn't the big tip a message enough?
Maybe so, but
why
I also
did you say
wanted
great
to put
service.
Because I wanted to talk about, hey, there's value in having a nice smile.
Yeah,
and I probably should have explained more, like, that goes a long way in today's world.
There
we need
is
more
a
people smiling.
Gendered history of men telling women to smile. And that
is,
there is. Yes. And that's seen as
well, that's just
really
sad.
Patriarchal when you're telling a woman, hey, why don't you smile? Hey, you got a great smile. So you need to smile more.
I'd like to think. Would think that if it was a male, if it was a waiter, that I would have done the same thing.
You
if he was
have?
Really nice, I think I would have.
Okay. When was the last time you did this?
There is no way you would have written nice smile if it was a male waiter. That no way. 0% chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next time, don't just leave the tip and don't write a note.
Great service. Nice smile to Jack the waiter.
Right.
Never. You would never do that.
When, I think the actual
Jack
verbiage
is on
was,
his shift.
Hang on. Okay. Shut up. I think the actual verbiage was, thank you for the great service and the nice smile.
You would
is that
write
any
that,
better?
You would write you that to Jack the waiter. Seriously, that's what you're trying
I don't
to
know.
Pass off.
I'm trying to have
that would put
I guess
Jack
maybe,
off so much.
Okay, don't go cheap and just
no. Right. You would you
hit
in particular
the pile 8 seconds late
would never write. No guy would write that to
no,
a male waiter,
not.
And it's ultra creepy to do that to a female.
Well,
waiter.
Then I left and just like
or waitress. Can we use that word anymore?
No, wait person.
Female waiter person.
Yeah, you can't even say waitress anymore. Well,
I
was
think
she?
So.
She was a wait. She was
person.
On the wait staff.
Wait person.
Thanks for the great service. Nice smile and great legs.
Yeah, some nice salmon, some lemon pepper
nice
chicken.
Nice gams. Did you say that?
No, I just said a nice smile. What's
great
wrong
getaway
with that?
Sticks.
So we can't even say that anymore.
Show a little more cleavage next time.
No.
Is that what you said? That? You said that?
No, I
didn't. Show some
say
more
that.
Cleavage.
And you'll get
time.
A bigger tip.
That. That's right. You may get more than one tip.
I think I was in the clear because I was with my wife. I think that was in, I was in the clear.
No, then it seemed like a couple who was trolling for a unicorn.
Well, I felt bad afterwards because I thought on my drive home and we talked about it. And yep. We kept going back and forth. Man, does she feel weird about it? Now I felt weird about it, and I didn't. My intent was good. My intent was this was friendly service, and it should be rewarded.
So the intent does not matter anymore.
And the whole thing about being with your wife, I don't think she sees it that way, the waitress, because let's just say you and your wife have dinner, you like the service, and you say, honey, I got to go to the bathroom. And on your way to the bathroom, you stop the waitress, and you say,
just a tip.
Great service, great smile. She's going to think you're trying to make a play on her away from your wife, just like she thinks he wrote that little message on the receipt where his wife couldn't see it. He's trying to make a play on me. Well, that's what she thought.
Okay.
Did you draw a winky face
no.
and everything?
Well, I asked her, did I draw a smiley face? And she said, no, that makes it really creepy. And I said, all right, I'll just leave it like
see
it
there?
Is.
And doesn't it just get too complicated that you just want to opt out of the whole friendliness
yes.
business?
That's what I was... Yeah, my intent was... In today's world, where all we hear is just, you know, bad service, we're arguing with each other, mm-hmm. very few people greet each other with a smile. That was my point. And
is
now
it,
we've
you
already...
thought a little nice ass was going to make that all better. Is that what you said you wrote on her?
Ask?
Yeah.
A smile is what I put on the note. No, I thought that just by doing that it would just be a gesture by us to say, hey, we appreciate your smile.
Right.
That's all.
But it's too complicated.
And we've already broken it down now. I'm
yes.
a jerk. I'm a creep. And
right.
she's creeped out and probably showed her manager.
Just opt out.
And there's a picture of me up that don't let this guy in.
Right. Ask for your money back and opt out.
All right. Well, I was trying to do a nice thing. I'm really sorry. I doubt she's up this early, but if she is, I'm really, really sorry if that happened.
Why are you
to
doubting
you.
She's up this early? Sounds like a go-getter.
Maybe she is.
She's probably
maybe
up
she is,
working
maybe.
On her smile for you.
God, that's creepy. 5:48 on the ticket.
And we're going to revisit a topic that came up very early in the program yesterday. George told us a story of going out to eat over the weekend, and he's at a restaurant, and he and his wife had a really nice waitress, and you kept mentioning her smile.
Yeah,
you said she had
a
nice smile.
Friendly, warm.
Friendly, warm smile. So when it came time to pay, you got out your credit card, she brings you the receipt, and what did you write on the receipt?
It's about a $25 bill, and I gave her a tip of $20 just to try to make her day better, because she made our day better just with her nice service. And I wrote, thank you for the great service and the smile. And you guys about fell out of your chairs thinking that. And at the time when I wrote, I said, man, do you think that's kind of creepy? And my wife said, yeah, let me co-sign that so she doesn't think it. And I said, no, that makes it even worse if you co-sign.
Like you're swinging.
Yeah, that's weird. So I just, let's just leave it like it is. And I think she'll take it the right way that we just enjoyed her service and we wanted to give her a little extra. She looked like a young waitress who's, you know, trying to make some money on the side, maybe going to school. That would be a pretty good tip. Maybe that made her day.
So when you told us that story yesterday morning, the first thing that we all thought was, man, that's creepy. Older guy commenting about the young girl's nice smile here in the age of Me Too and giving her a big tip. I felt like that she probably walked away thinking, God, that guy's coming on to me. But he didn't want to say anything in front of his wife, so he just wrote me a note.
So that's where we are today. You can't even write a nice note without thinking, oh, wow, is that creepy or is that too forward?
Yes, I think that is where we are.
Now, if I'd been by myself, I think that would have been a little suspicious. But, I mean, she talked to both of us. You know, small talk, but she was very pleasant. She talked to both of us. And I just, I hope that she thought that the interaction with us was pleasant, so... I think she took it the right way. That's my
you
hope.
Hope she
I
took
hope,
it the right way.
I hope she took it the right way, and I think she did.
Is this a place you guys go on the regularly? I mean, is
yeah,
this
we've
the,
been
the rotation.
Yes, we go there at least once or twice a month.
Try complimenting a different body part each time you go in.
No,
to see
I'm
if
not
going to
do that.
Great service, nice cleavage.
No,
here's $20.
That's a big jump from nice smile.
Nice bathroom maker on you.
All right.
So we heard from our buddy Greg Sirier, who bought the two spots in the D&M Open to play with us in our foursome.
Restaurateur.
He's a longtime restaurateur. He's been in the business for a long time. And he emailed yesterday and he said, I loved the story. More restaurant talk. But I want to help George. Anything mentioning looks or physical attributes from the old man is creepy.
Who are you calling old?
He says,
I thought we were friends, Greg.
Anybody over 30 is old.
He says, well, how old was this waitress?
I'm guessing early 20s, maybe even younger than that. Maybe
yeah, so
19,
okay.
Maybe.
Basically, anybody over 25
yes.
should not be complimenting her.
She would see someone seriously as at 35 years old as old.
Especially with a mohawk.
If you're 20.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the mohawk. Mm.
So he says, anything mentioning looks or physical attributes is creepy. He says, just compliment and always use the word hospitality. It covers everything. It seems sincere and not creepy. So give her the big tip, but then just write great hospitality or thanks for the hospitality or something like that. Because, okay. Yes, I will guarantee you she thought that you were trying to make a play for her and that you were writing a note to her where your wife couldn't see because you were with your wife, so you obviously couldn't say nice smile. You had to write it.
I know. She doesn't know that we had a discussion about
this.
I'm going to give her a large tip and write her a note just to say thank you.
Right, but she doesn't know that. She just thinks you're trying to slip her a note. And by the way, would you have said that to her verbally? Would you have said nice smile?
I may have.
Oh,
God.
Just stop. Stop.
What?
You just stop victimizing young women.
That's not victimizing them.
It is.
If you say something, it's meant to be a compliment.
Yeah, the world has changed, Georgia.
She reminded us of someone we knew, and we said, you know, she reminds me of so-and-so. Yeah, you know, she really does.
That's
really
creepier.
Sweet.
You remind me of my ex-wife.
Hey, that's what happens when parents don't have kids at home anymore. They see nice young kids, and they want to tell them, hey, you seem like a really nice young
creepy.
Kid.
It's creepy.
It's not creepy.
It is creepy. To the person who's receiving it, it's creepy, and that's who matters here.
I have a way of finding this out, because I know the guy who runs that place.
So, yeah, call and get her in trouble.
I'm not going to call her and get her in trouble. How about that get her in trouble?
But when he tells her, yeah, the guy in here, he's got a radio show and they were talking about it. Were you creeped out? She's not going to say yes.
If she does, I would apologize to her.
Yeah, but she's going to feel pressured not to say yes. And you're putting that guy in an uncomfortable situation.
We're so paralyzed, we can't do anything anymore.
That's right. Welcome to the world, Giorgio.
She got $20. She didn't care.
Enjoy the paralysis.
It's not as if I gave her $100. It wasn't that big a deal. It's just $20.
So here's a question. Why wasn't the $20 enough to convey that you enjoyed the service? Why did you have to write a note?
Just say great service.
I wanted to say why.
Well, you're not paying her for her smile, are you?
I would take that, when I worked at a golf shop and would clean clubs and park carts and stuff and load people's bags up and take their bags to their car, if they gave me a big tip, they'd usually say something along with it, like...
But, okay, hey, did an old man say, you've got a beautiful smile? When he shook your hand,
did
the old palm tickle?
I said smile.
That would have creeped you out if an old man commented on your nice smile.
But right. I can't remember exactly what they would say, but things like, hey, you know, I appreciate the service and you're a hard worker. Here you go.
Okay, well, that's all commenting on their performance, not their body part or their looks.
Oh, my gosh. This is the world we live in now. You can't even say nice smile.
We have a listener asking if you left your phone number as well.
No, I didn't leave my phone number.
For more info on your smile, give me a call.
You know what? This is going to be my new bit. If I have good service, I'm going to write a note every time now. Just to
commenting on a physical attribute.
That's not that huge a threat to me. I mean,
well, apparently it is. If I don't stop doing it, I'm going to get arrested.
But our buddy Greg, who's in the restaurant business, says don't do that. It's creepy.
Unless it's about hospitality, which is fine.
But no physical attributes should be mentioned.
Right.
Hey, great service. Love your legs. That would be bad. That would be bad.
Great service. Looks like you had your high beams on today.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
So I think I can speak with authority here because I waited tables for 5 years in college and out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt when waiting on a table that I wanted the customers to be friendly, but I did not like a lot of engagement. Like, I didn't like a lot of, oh, so where do you go to school? Tell me about yourself.
Hey.
Unless it was maybe the only table I had, but generally speaking, you had 3 or 4 tables in your section. And the more you're bogged down talking to people about small talk stuff, it was affecting you at other tables.
Right.
So I wanted them to be friendly, and I was friendly, and that's fine, but I didn't want it to go beyond that.
That's cool. I think that's the customer's view, isn't it? We don't necessarily want to have small talk.
It just depends on the customer.
What's
there's
on
some
the menu
people
and what's the special?
Who are lonely, and they get chatty with wait staff.
Yeah, maybe that was me the other day.
So if I had been waiting on an older woman when I was in college, and she left a big tip and wrote a note, nice smile, 100% I would think she wanted to sleep with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right, right.
100%.
Uh-huh. Even if she was with her husband at the time?
Yes. Sure. Because I would think it was a note that she was trying to not let her husband see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's... You have to acknowledge, Giorgio, you can see how this looks skeevy.
Well, I know. That's why we had the immediate conversation as soon as I wrote the note. Uh-huh. And then we also talked about maybe crossing it out. And I said, well, that looks weird if I cross it out.
Well, cross it out. I mean, but you got to exit out to where she can't see. Nice smile and then one line through it.
Kind of a different bill. I spilled my tea on this one. I thought about that, too, just spilling the tea
all over.
Well,
they give you two of them. Why didn't you just do the
because
old
one? One's the customer copy, one's
don't still... respect that. I
you
never respect
to.
That.
Yeah, they'll put you in jail if you don't.
That's you can
not
use
true.
The other one.
It does not matter.
You can leave... I sweat that out every time.
Don't,
are you kidding
no.
me?
Don't sit there and rifle through to find your copy.
Customer copy.
You can leave
no,
them.
This is merchant on this one. Oh,
the customer
my gosh.
Copy.
I've signed the wrong one. Now I've got to do a duplicate. Don't worry about any of that mess.
How did I get Larry Merchant's copy? I don't know why that's on my
it's
table.
Natalie.
So one time in my life, I asked out a waitress as I was the customer, and
Junior?
She was waiting on me.
What are you doing?
This was way before me, too, right?
This was way before me, too. Yes. This was probably 20 years ago.
Okay.
And it was at a restaurant that I went to probably three times a week for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I started noticing this waitress, and she was very attractive. And she would wait on me, you know, half the time maybe. So we developed a little bit of a rapport. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask her out, but there's no way I can do this verbally because it's too embarrassing if there are people in the booth around, right, or the tables around. So I wrote her a note, and I felt like a creep. I felt like a creep, but at the time, keep in mind, I'm 20 years younger. I didn't have gray hair.
Right.
And I wrote on the
and
note.
And you're used to being a volume shooter when you're 20 years old. You're
yeah,
just you asking take, anyone. Just
right. 30 shots a game.
You got about 50,000 lines in the water.
You're 30 years old. You're single. You're in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You got 30 lines in the water.
You were real Chris Chrissy.
So, no, I don't think I was quite like
you
that.
You were so Chris Chrissy with your Coke habit.
But I did have a Coke habit. I showed up in my Ferrari. So I wrote the note.
Not a good car to bring up.
Yeah.
Sorry. Our best wishes to Errol Spence Jr.
Indeed.
This morning.
Indeed.
So I wrote on the note, would you like to have a drink with me? If so, call this number. And I wrote my number. And I said, if not, please don't post. Please destroy this note and don't post it on the bulletin board in the kitchen for everybody to make fun
Whoa,
of.
What a long
oh,
note.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So
a lot of text.
A little humor there.
Yeah.
It worked.
Son of a
really?
Gun.
She called me and we dated for a while.
There which, you go. Which one
and
was
she
this?
Was great. You knew
which
her.
Which person?
You knew her. I'll tell you about her.
Tell me
well,
now
I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right.
But it worked. So
right.
I've done it one time and it worked. But I also did know the risk that A, it was could very well make me look like a creep.
Yeah.
And
I hope she comes out of the woodwork now and sues you for this. Even though it's been all these years later, she's been too traumatized to speak about it, and now she has the courage.
But you know what the other downside was? And it's the biggest downside of doing something like that?
I'll call her a B.
If she had said no, I could never go back to that restaurant
That's
again.
That's right.
And it was my favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm. So but really, you were the one at risk here.
I put it all
You're
on the line.
You're the victim here.
I could have been the victim, but I put it all on the line.
Was bringing so much reaction, both pro and con.
Oh, really?
Mother of three girls, as long as nothing about the person is that's complimenting her is creepy, then it's not creepy.
Okay, but this was
nice,
creepy.
Nice smile is fine, not creepy.
Says
a mother
know.
Of three girls. Now,
you
I don't
sure
know.
You
looking
put nice
at me,
smile? I thought you said you put nice mouth.
No. No.
You got a purdy mouth.
No. No, 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 no.
That's it? That's...
No, there's a lot of negative,
Oh, it sounds
too.
Like a lot of support.
Well,
oh, there's a lot of negative, too. We're finished with the support portion of the
no.
reaction.
No, there's some more in support. I don't know if you wanted me to read all 30.
Well, read a negative one. What is a negative one?
Let's see. Well, just the simple letters S-T-A-L-K-E-R, exclamation point, stalker. Mr. Great Dress, by the way, keep on jubbing, Jubhawk, hashtag Team Jub.
You put all this on the receipt. Interesting.
Chip says he thinks she was smiling at the Jubhawk.
Yeah, she was smiling with, it was derisive the way she was doing
it. I'm with you, nice note.
Do you think it made it creepier because you have a mohawk?
Maybe. That was kind of freewheeling. I think she was, let's see, maybe this time use, thank you for approaching your job with a nice smile would have been a better note.
Much, yes, I think that better? Is, that is better. But still,
that's kind of what I meant
I don't
to say.
Think women want to hear about their smiles.
Yeah, I think,
don't know about that.
I think in conclusion, George, you got away with it this time, kind of. She's not suing you. But I think going forward, you need to listen to our buddy Greg in the restaurant business. No compliments of physical attributes. Just say you were a great waitress or great service.
Didn't you say that you had confessed to her that you weren't wearing underwear or something like that?
No, I did not confess to her that I was
freeballing.
You're bragging to her about it?
No.
All right, it's 8:33 on the ticket. We got the big game 2 days away at the Cotton Bowl. Coming up next, let's talk to Bevo.